the drugs, park, and other things. We won't talk about the rain too much, but we will talk about drugs. And it's good to have you today. We're going to be looking at Nahum in the scriptures and many, many others. Be anxious for nothing. Philippians chapter 4. People of all walks, people of all religions are ignorantly consuming drugs sold over the counter. These mind-altering behavioral drugs supposedly are for anxiety. When we are anxious, we can obey the scriptures. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Let us not take mind-altering pharmakia drugs, the Hebrew word pharmakia, which means sorcery. Be anxious for nothing. So we don't need to take a pill if we're anxious. Be anxious for nothing. And I know it's not that easy to just wave it away, but be anxious for nothing. In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto Yahweh. And the peace of Yahweh, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through the Messiah, through Yahusha Messiah. Revelation chapter 18. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries or pharmakia were all nations deceived. We are taking many, many prescriptions. We don't know what they are from the pharmacist, from the physician, which means literally necromancer, witch doctor in Hebrew. Translated into English, it should be, no, not pharmacist, but physician means necromancer, witch doctor. And there's common drugstore pills. See the book, Your Drug May Be Your Problem, How and Why to Stop Taking Psychiatric Medications by Peter Bregan, M.D., and David Cohen, Ph.D., available from thebereancall.org. That's www.thebereancall.org. And for free, you can download an MP3, an audio tape from Joey Faust, Psychotropic Sorcery, the Illicit Dope Epidemic. Joey's voice sometimes, by the way, is possibly a little intensive for some people, a little. And if you want to read the article, just click the button View PDF. You can go to our website and pick up the link. So we'll go to Nahum chapter 3. So we read Philippians 4, 6. Be careful for nothing, or be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving. Let your requests be known unto Yahweh. The peace of Yahweh that passes all understanding should keep your hearts and minds through Yahusha. In Psalm 46, Yahweh is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. But my mighty one, Yahweh, shall supply all your need. Now this is Philippians again, Philippians 4 again. Yahweh shall supply all your need according to his riches in esteem by the Messiah, Yahusha HaMashiach. Other scriptures about worry are also located in the book of Psalms. Yahweh will also be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Yahweh, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Psalm 99. Psalm 32. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Deliverance. Psalm 91, he shall call upon me, Yahweh says, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. 2 Corinthians, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. So we're not distressed, we're not in despair, not forsaken, we're not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4:8. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love Yahweh, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28.